Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, April 17, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our great friend, Anna Mitchell, Natural Resource Educator with UW-Madison Division of Extension. Anna, good to have you with us. How you been?
Oh, been well. Good to be here.
Good. Good. And very good to hear. And great topics today. We're going to dive into Arbor Day and Earth Day, things that people know, but I don't know that we ever really do a deep dive into these. Maybe when we're kids in school, but that information was lost by eighth grade. So kind of diving back into this is fun. And I just going over the notes, I thought that you have stuff here that I don't remember ever hearing. So I really appreciate the deep dive into this topic today.
Yeah. So as James said, we're going to dig deeper into Arbor Day and Earth Day, which are two upcoming holidays that we get to celebrate. And I just wanted to give a little bit of history about Arbor Day and Earth Day. And ironically enough, like, I don't remember hearing a lot about this stuff growing up either.
I remember because it happened when I first moved here to Rapids.
Yeah.
And I was in Washington School. For Arbor Day, we got to plant a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never done anything like that before.
Yeah.
And for me as a city kid, this was wild to me. I remember raising my hand right away and digging the hole and everything. And the rest of the class is kind of like, okay, you know, well, this is a big deal. But that's about the only memory I really have of either of these topics, really.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll dive right into Arbor Day then. So Arbor Day, it's a national holiday that inspires people to plant, nurture, and celebrate trees. I think this is going to sound funny to some listeners, but Arbor Day was actually first celebrated and created in Nebraska, of all places.
Wow.
It was the idea of J. Sterling Morton, who was the secretary of the Nebraska Territory. He had an enthusiasm for trees, just advocated a lot for civic entities and just people within the community to plant trees. And his idea really took off because the early pioneers in the Nebraska Territory noticed the lack of trees, and they would see, you know, dust storms and a lot of other issues from not having enough trees around. So like I said, J. Sterling Morton had the idea for the first Arbor Day. And during the first Arbor Day celebration, he offered prizes to any counties or individuals that planted the most numbers of trees on their property. And it's actually believed that more than 1 million trees were planted in Nebraska on the first Arbor Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a legacy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. That is incredible.
Yeah. And the first Arbor Day took place on April 10th of 1872. And then by 1874, the Nebraska governor recognized it and proclaimed it as an actual holiday for the state. And then more, I think by 1920, more than 45 states and territories celebrated Arbor Day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And not only when you think of the history, you know, from then to now, and the education, the information, the attention that has been brought to this subject, the amount of trees that have been planted throughout this time.
Yeah.
I mentioned my grade school doing that and everything. We weren't alone, of course. Thousands of grade schools around the country doing this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So all on this day and all of this, and not just once, but decade after decade, this has been going on. I don't know if there are many holidays you can say that have made this kind of impact on our world.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think so. And I tried to find like a number of how many trees are estimated to be planted every Arbor Day, and I couldn't even find that number. Wow. But I would estimate that it's probably millions.
Yeah, yeah. It, which is just, there's no words.
No.
Because, I mean, I double-checked before the interview. Trees are important.
Yep.
They really go a long way. It's such an impactful holiday, and it's one that we kind of normalized.
Yeah.
We've kind of just take, oh, Arbor Day. In fact, sometimes it's a punchline when you're talking about holidays of like, oh, yeah, and then there's Arbor Day.
Yes.
You know, or something like that. But I really love the opportunity of really taking a moment and appreciating what this day means and the history of it. God, I'm a lover of history.
Yes.
And I didn't know a lot of what you shared there. That's interesting.
Yep. There's actually the Arbor Day Foundation, I believe is what it's called, has a lot of the information about the history of Arbor Day, and it's the resource I kind of use to gather more of this information. Also great resources on that website on how you can celebrate Arbor Day in your area. Mm-hmm. And then I also dug into the Wisconsin DNR's website. So in Wisconsin, Arbor Day is recognized and is celebrated. Actually, Governor Evers this year dedicated April 25th to Arbor Day. It's the last Friday in April. And then all of next week is dedicated as Forest Appreciation Week as well. So, I mean, Wisconsin has a deep, deep and rich history with forestry and forest products. So as folks who live in Wisconsin, I think it's, you know, really valuable just to take a second and recognize the value of this holiday to our state, to our state's history, and just take a moment to celebrate it.
You can make the argument it's never been more important to take that moment.
Yeah.
And not only with some of the environmental factors we have or anything like that, but just in the sense of so much of this state depends on those trees.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's the ag industry or it's tourism or a number of other different things. Just taking a moment to appreciate things like this in life. There's no downside to that.
No.
Nice note. I appreciate that. Yeah. I want to dive into Earth Day with you a little bit, too, and talk about the history of this great day.
Yeah. So Earth Day actually has really deep rootings here in Wisconsin, too, which I should have known, but did not. So Earth Day's mission is to diversify, educate, and activate the environmental movement. Basically, it's a day to bring awareness to our impact on the environment, educate ourselves about, you know, what topics are really current right now to our environment, how can I make a better impact? So in the decades leading up to Earth Day, industrial factories were not regulated. There was a lot of air and water pollution, and a lot of, you know, folks did not know or recognize the impact of that industrial pollution. And then there was a book written by Rachel Carson in 1962 called Silent Spring that really focused on the effects of DDT, but it brought more awareness to our impact on the environment and how that can have actual health effects on not only us, but wildlife. So there was kind of this shift in culture about, you know, gearing more towards being aware of our impacts on the environment. And there was a Wisconsin senator, Gaylord Nelson, who saw this shift in you know, our culture about more public awareness. And he, you know, there was a couple of really catastrophic environmental catastrophes that happened that really sparked Senator Gaylord Nelson to create, I guess, the first Earth Day. And his initial thoughts were that it would be like a college teach-in. Like it would be more geared towards college students taking action towards and bringing awareness to just advocating for the environment. Well, it really expanded from there. So Gaylord Nelson, he had, I think it's 82 different folks helping him out throughout the country to kind of spread the word about this Earth Day, and they coined it, and it took huge popularity within the media. So the first Earth Day was actually celebrated on April 22nd of 1970, and it inspired more than 20 million Americans, which was roughly 10% of the U.S. population at that time, to take to the streets, parks, auditoriums, whatnot, and demonstrate against the impact of industrial development and pollution.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, just one senator.
And both of these days when we're talking about this and the grassroots effort that really created these, I think people are taking it in. They're blown away by it. Now, remember, everybody, there's no social media back then.
Right.
There's not even, a lot of, for some of this, not even TV or even radio for some of this. So this spreads truly grassroots, truly through word of mouth and people caring, people wanting, people feeling like this matters, this is something important.
Yeah.
Truly amazing when you think about that part of it, too. And not to take anything from something going viral nowadays or anything like that, but this is so amazing when you think about that part of it.
Yeah.
And that shows, I think, the importance of it that they saw early on and to this day.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's something that's celebrated to this day, like you had said. And in fact, the first Earth Day, it achieved rare political alignment, not just between Democrat and Republican, but it was between classes, like classes within our culture. It was between rich, poor, farmer, inner city. Like it was a combination, really genuinely bipartisan effort. And it actually led to the creation of the United States Environmental Protection Agency, which is the EPA. And then it also led to the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, which are acts, you know, and agencies within our government that really help us protect our land, our water, our air, our natural resources in general.
Anna, you, I don't know if of all the things we've talked about in the years we've been doing this, I don't know if this has really come up. I'm a big sports guy and I'm a real homer. Yeah. I root for my home teams. I love rooting for my home teams. But as a little kid, one of the things that I noticed was the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And while the Olympics, we're all rooting for the same team. It's kind of cool. We're all rooting USA, USA, all that. And I love that part of it. On the largest scale of that, our planet.
Yeah.
A little bit of a homer here. Think Earth is the greatest planet. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to, you know, hold away on that one. And I'd like to keep it around.
Yes.
I'd like to keep it around. Not for me. You know, I don't know how much longer I got, but I know that there are some kids coming and I got nephews and I got my kids having kids and these things and stuff that I think it'd be pretty cool to have this planet around a lot longer for.
Yeah.
All of the things we're talking about, that is the end goal. That is the end game. We don't plant trees for us to see them grow. We plant for others to.
I mean, it's one day. It's, you know, Arbor Day is one day. Earth Day is one day. You know, it's 2 days that we get to maybe set aside a little bit of time to really consider our impact, not only on Earth, but what are the effects on the future generations that are coming, right? Can we make this a better place for them?
And, you know, we say one day, and it's not asking a lot of time, a lot of energy or bandwidth or anything like that. And you've heard Anna give you details of the impact one day can make.
Yeah.
The amount of trees that were planted, the amount of awareness that is created, or nonprofits that receive funding or something like that because of a donation or what have you.
Yeah.
That just come about because of the awareness of these days.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin DNR, I think it's for their fourth grade classes. Teachers can come together and fill out a request form to the Forestry Department and Wisconsin DNR and get free trees for every single fourth grader in their class that they can go plant wherever, you know?
I did not know that. That is awesome. Yeah. Shout out to the DNR and all the teachers out there doing that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
As we're touching on this, Anna, can we get a little bit more into why people should care about Arbor Day and Earth Day?
Yeah, I mean, for Arbor Day, I mean, I would really hope that folks know how valuable trees are. They serve multiple beneficial purposes to us and to wildlife around us. They're vital habitat for wildlife. They stabilize soil and prevent erosion, which is really, you know, here in central Wisconsin, sometimes we do see dust storms here. And if we can plant a couple more trees to help reduce that, great.
Yeah.
Trees are also really valuable to us. In fact, 4 people are kept breathing every year due to the average CO2 a tree gives off. You may think, oh, that's only 4 people in the world, right? But that's still cool.
No. And I forgive me, would you mind repeating that one more time? I want to make sure that really gets through to people. We talk all the time about, trees give us oxygen.
Yeah.
The actual detail of that, I think, is even more mind-blowing and even more impactful.
Yeah. 4 people are kept breathing for a year due to the average CO2 a tree gives off.
That's amazing.
4 people for 365 days a year.
That's, like, that's incredible. Just incredible. It's one tree.
Yeah,
it's one tree doing that.
Yeah. Mm. And then actually 25 to 50% is how much a homeowner would save annually on their air conditioning costs if they planted large trees near their homes.
There is a group of people out there that we may not have gotten their complete attention until right there. That definitely, wait a minute, what?
You want to save on that AC bill? Yeah. Plant some trees.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's a good idea. And that's, you know, just even speaking about Arbor Day and such, what about Earth Day, really focusing on that a little bit?
Yeah, Earth Day, it gives us an opportunity, like I had said, to reflect on, learn about environmental concerns and the way that we can protect our shared world. So just a couple of facts and figures that I wanted to bring attention. So more than half of life on Earth lives underground. More than half of life on Earth, 59%, lives underground. And 59% of all species live in the soil, which makes it the most biodiverse habitat on Earth. So why do I bring this up? Because we can help protect and enhance our soil and recognize our impacts on Earth Day. So how can you protect and enhance your soil? Well, reduce your soil disturbance. Maybe plant native plants. Keep them there. When you're planting native plants, you're not just benefiting the things above ground. We talk so much about pollinators too, but there's so many benefits to below the soil. And that's just one topic that you can think about on Earth Day. I know we hear this a lot. Save the turtles. Reduce your plastic use. And it is so true. So plastic pollution is a huge environmental concern. So much so that 50% of plastic only gets used once, and it's then thrown away. And only 9% of plastic that has ever been produced globally will be recycled.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's a really alarming stat.
I mean, it is. And we hear people harp on it all the time. Oh, reduce your plastic use, reduce your plastic use. And it can feel overwhelming to make that transition. And it's still overwhelming for me. I'm not 100% plastic free. Like, it's almost nearly impossible to do that in this world. But there are really small and simple changes that you can make that have a huge impact, such as like, use reusable grocery bags. I mean, I'm sure we all have either a little grocery bags filled with other plastic grocery bags that we use throughout our house, you know, and you're always throwing those silly things away. And if you can just make that switch to reusable grocery bags, you're having a greater impact than you can even understand. And then switch to using water bottles instead of single plastic water bottles that you can buy in a case at Walmart or the grocery store. Use a water bottle.
Every little bit helps on most anything we're talking about, especially this one. There was a time where, I'm never going to be able to get this recycling thing down. Yeah. Oh, I'm never going to be able to remember to recycle this. I got to look at the bottle for a number. Oh, we'll never, in a society, we'll never do that.
Yeah.
Here we are in 2025, and we don't even think twice about it.
Right.
We do it all the time. There was a time when seatbelts. Oh, I'm never going to remember to put my seatbelt on. We've proven time and time again as a society that we can get better at things. We can learn and grow as a society together. We do this stuff. This one, as big as it feels, and I appreciate the way you touch these on these topics. You're so in tune with the community and with people in this, and you really come to it from that angle, and I appreciate that. And I want to piggyback on that, because with these things that I'm bringing up, because it can seem overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You know, as close as you want, you get to defeat on this one. We need you to rise up, and need you to really be like, you know, that's the time to be that much more, get a fire under you, and realize that even if it's just your house that's doing something, that's one more house doing this. Every little bit really does help and make a difference.
It totally does. I mean, just the simplest little things can, for generations to come, have a huge impact, too.
Yeah. And such interesting stats, especially that 59% of all species living in soil. That's I've never heard that before. It's amazing.
Yeah.
God, I love talking to you. As we're wrapping up here, what are some ways to celebrate these holidays?
Yeah, so, I mean, for Arbor Day, it's in the name. Arbor, trees. If you could, plant a tree. I mean, there's programs out there where you can get trees. You can go to your local nursery. You can get a tree. If you're going to plant a tree, I highly encourage you to look into what tree would be best for your area based on your soil, sunlight, etc., and then follow the planting instructions. If you do not have the means to plant a tree, I would just encourage you to get out into a natural area. Take a walk by the stream. Take a walk in the woods. Just appreciate, you know, the trees around you, and reflect on how they're benefiting you.
Yeah, that's a great one. All of that is a great idea. And especially that last one, it's a great way to, if anything, to wrap up the day with, I think.
Yeah.
And then there are other ways to celebrate Earth Day as well.
Yeah, these can be pretty simple too. I know we talked about trying to reduce your plastic use and being more mindful of your impact on the soil. But if you are on a walk, pick up some trash, throw it away, recycle it. We just talked about it. I said switch to reusable shopping bags. If you have, or if you can, walk to work on Earth Day. Something simple.
And again, because while these things may not seem like, oh, how is this going to impact the world? You know, very few people can cure polio and do something that really literally impacts the whole world. But every one of us can do something in our neck of the woods.
Yep.
And if we do it and our neighbor does it and the person next to it does it, look at what happens. Look at that chain of events that can make can take place. And keeping all of in mind that all these things we're talking about, and Anna's done a great job of telling you different ways to celebrate and highlight these different holidays. But one of the things that I wanted to make sure we touched on, two things. One is when you're doing this stuff, get the kids involved.
Yes, yes.
The more those are, the brains are sponges. The more they see you doing these things, the more that it's going to impact them, and then they care about them as adults.
Yep, build those habits young.
Yes, yes. And I wanted to make sure we got this in, Anna. The oldest known tree. I know we're rewinding a little back, but I love that. I'm a tree guy.
Yeah, okay.
So I love this one, if you don't mind touching it.
Yeah, so the oldest known tree is a bristlecone pine located in California, and it's estimated to be about 4,700 years old, and he goes by the name, or they go by the name, Methuselah. Oh. Yeah.
God, it gets me every time. I heard that when I was out there.
Yeah.
And I never got a chance to go hunt it down or find it. You can't.
No.
They won't let the location be known. I didn't know that before. My buddy Will tells me this, and I'm already like getting in the car like, I got to see this. I want to go see the redwoods, and I want to see this.
Yeah.
And we're driving around for a while, and he's like, hey, man, by the way, you can't find that tree. Like, oh, it's such a cool story.
Thank you for touching on that. You're very welcome, James.
This is always one of our favorite half an hour, Anna. We appreciate the time and effort that you put into this these topics and sharing them with us. If people do have follow-up questions, would like to know more, how can they reach you?
Yep, you can stop in at the Extension office in Wood County, or you can email me at anna.m.james@wisc.edu.
And remember, Arbor Day, Earth Day, while we'll be celebrating on these days, you can celebrate these holidays every day.
Yeah.
And that's one of the cool things about them, I think. It's a lot of fun.
As do I.
Really fun conversation. Thanks again, Anna. We'll talk again
real soon. You're so welcome.
I want to encourage people to bookmark the webpage extension.wisc.edu. Keep up to all the amazing things that our friends at Extension are up to. Extension.wisc.edu. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And they got a great newsletter. Want you to sign up for that as well at extension.wisc.edu. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM WFHR.